Idaho GOP Congressman Raul Labrador lost his bid Thursday for Majority Leader of the House. Kevin McCarthy of California will take the seat Eric Cantor is vacating next month. But as Jessica Robinson reports, the run may not be a complete loss for Idaho's ultra-conservative congressman.
Before the leadership vote, Raul Labrador wrote a letter to fellow House Republicans. He told them that Eric Cantor's surprise defeat in Virginia to a Tea Party-aligned challenger was a sign that Americans are looking for a change to the status quo. In the end, his colleagues went with Kevin McCarthy, moving McCarthy from the number three to the number two spot in the House. But political analyst Jim Weatherby says Labrador's run at majority leader did raise his profile in Tea Party politics. And Weatherby says Labrador's attempt to upset House Republican leadership may be a sign of a future shakeup.
Whether he leads the effort, I don't know, but certainly the ultra-conservative members of the House are very disenchanted and feel that there need to be a significant change from Speaker on down.
The head of the conservative lobbying group, Freedom Works, issued a statement after the vote, calling Labrador's performance impressive. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene.